Unit 6. Information Technology.
信息科技
Computer Addiction.
电脑尤物
New words.
Yawn.
Frown. 2. Listen to a short conversation about computer. Do the exercises.
Hi, David. My dad bought me a computer yesterday. I have my own computer now.
That's cool. Lily, could you show it to me?
Of course.You see, these are the three main parts of a computer, a monitor, a keyboard, and a tower case. On the screen of the monitor, you can see the pictures, words, and all the other fanciful things you want to see in the computer. A keyboard is a tool for you to input words and orders into the computer. As for the tower case, it's the most important. It's like the heart of a computer.
Wow, that's interesting.What's the little oval thing?
It's called a mouse. You use it to navigate through the software programs.
What are those on the board of the tower case?
You mean these two slots? They are the CD-ROM drive and floppy disk drive.
And those two things that look the same?
Ah, they are two speakers. Without them, you can't hear anything.
I see. I believe you'll have lots of fun with it.
Yes, I think so.David, if you need to, you're welcome to use it at my home.
Thank you.
Hi, David. My dad bought me a computer yesterday. I have my own computer now.
That's cool. Lily, could you show it to me?
Of course. You see, these are the three main parts of a computer, a monitor, a keyboard, and a tower case.On the screen of the monitor, you can see the pictures, words, and all the other fanciful things you want to see in the computer. A keyboard is a tool for you to input words and orders into the computer. As for the tower case, it's the most important. It's like the heart of a computer.
Wow, that's interesting. What's the little oval thing?
It's called a mouse. You use it to navigate through the software programs.
What are those on the board of the tower case?
You mean these two slots? They are the CD-ROM drive and floppy disk drive.
And those two things that look the same?
Ah, they are two speakers. Without them, you can't hear anything.
I see. I believe you'll have lots of fun with it.
Yes, I think so. David, if you need to, you're welcome to use it at my home.
Thank you.
New words.
Input.
Oval.
Navigate.
Floppy.
Drive. 3. Listen to a conversation. Complete and answer the questions, which can determine whether you are hooked on the net.
It's likely you are kind of addicted to the internet.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Okay, I'd like to ask you some questions which can determine whether you are hooked on the net. But you are supposed to answer my questions in an honest way, okay?
No problem.
Well, here we go. Do you feel a need to use the internet for a longer amount of time in order to achieve satisfaction?
Yes, I do.
Do you easily get angry when attempting to cut down or stop internet usage?
Sometimes.
Do you use the internet to escape from problems or relieve a poor mood?
Yes, right. That is what I do.
Okay.The last question goes like this. Do you risk the loss of significant relations, your job or education or career opportunities because of the internet?
No, I can't be that stupid.
Maybe you are not an internet addict yet, but I should say you are very close. I think you can find some other things to do, like reading books in a library, hanging out with your friends, and getting around to staying with your family.And now, what you should do is to say goodbye to me. Shut down your computer, take a shower, and go to bed.
Okay. Thank you for your suggestions. See you then.
Bye-bye. It's likely you are kind of addicted to the internet.
Am I?
Yes, you are. Okay. I'd like to ask you some questions which can determine whether you are hooked on the net.But you are supposed to answer my questions in an honest way, okay?
No problem.
Well, here we go. Do you feel a need to use the internet for a longer amount of time in order to achieve satisfaction?
Yes, I do.
Do you easily get angry when attempting to cut down or stop internet usage?
Sometimes.
Do you use the internet to escape from problems or relieve a poor mood?
Yes, right. That is what I do.
Okay. The last question goes like this. Do you risk the loss of significant relations, your job or education or career opportunities because of the internet?
No, I can't be that stupid.
Maybe you are not an internet addict yet, but I should say you are very close. I think you can find some other things to do, like reading books in a library, hanging out with your friends, and getting around to staying with your family. And now, what you should do is to say goodbye to me, shut down your computer, take a shower, and go to bed.
Okay. Thank you for your suggestions. See you then.
Bye-bye.
New words.
Addicted.
Hook.
Relieve.
Mood.
4. Read the passage. Before reading, answer these questions.
Is your son a computer hacker? As an enlightened, modern parent, I try to be as involved as possible in the lives of my 6 children. I encourage them to join team sports. I attend their teen parties with them to ensure no drinking or alcohol is on the premises. I keep a fatherly eye on the CDs they listen to and the shows they watch, the friends they keep company with, and the books they read. You could say I'm a model parent. My children have never failed to make me proud, and I can say without the slightest embellishment that I have the finest family in the USA. 2 years ago, my wife Carol and I decided that our children's education would not be complete without some grounding in modern computers. As a result, we bought our children a brand new compact to learn with. The kids had a lot of fun using the handful of application programs we'd bought, such as Adobe's Photoshop and Microsoft's Word. And my wife and I were pleased that our gift was received so well. Our son Peter was most entranced by the device and became quite skilled in surfing the net. When Peter began to spend whole days on the machine, I became concerned, but Carol advised me to calm down and that it was only a passing phase. I was content to yield to her experience as a mother until our youngest daughter, Cindy, charged into the living room one night to shout out, "Peter is a computer hacker." I was amazed. A computer hacker in my own house. I began to monitor my son's habits to make certain that Cindy wasn't just telling stories, as she is prone to do at times. After a few days of investigation and some research into computer hacking, I confronted Peter with the evidence. I'm afraid to say this was the only time I've ever been truly disappointed in one of my children. We raised them to be honest and to have integrity, and Peter betrayed the principles we tried to encourage in him when he refused to admit to his activities. His denials continued for hours, and in the end, I was left with no choice but to prohibit him from using the computer until he is old enough to be responsible for his actions. After going through this ordeal with my own family, I would like to encourage all parents to gain some knowledge about hackers. If your son shows the sign that he is a hacker, you should first try to reason with him before spanking. I pride myself that I have never had to spank a child. Hacking is an illegal and dangerous activity which may land your child in prison and tear your family apart. It cannot be taken too seriously.
New words.
Hacker.
Enlightened.
Premises.
Fatherly.
Embellishment.
Grounding.
handful.
Entrance.
Charge.
Prone.
Investigation.
Hacking.
Confront.
Integrity.
Betray.
Denial.
Ordeal.
Proper nouns.
Compact.
Adobe's Photoshop.
Microsoft's Word. Electronic Times.
电子时代.
Proper noun.
DVD.
2. Listen to a short passage about web-based email accounts. Fill in the blanks.
Web-based email accounts are becoming more and more popular for international communication because many services are free. And they often offer features formerly only found in high-end applications. First of all, consider the reputation and longevity of the company. If the company has been around for years, then there is more of a chance the company will be around for years to come. You don't want to set up an email account with a service that might not be here tomorrow. Second, look for a company that offers a huge email storage limit. In the past, companies offered mailboxes of 2, 4, or 6 megabytes. Now, however, companies are stretching that limit to 250 megabytes or more. Such a mailbox is really needed for exchanging pictures, video, or voice attachments. Finally, check to see what features are available for filtering spam or junk mail. Spam is really becoming a serious problem that not only transmits viruses and inappropriate content, but also reduces productivity in a company considering the amount of time it takes to review and delete unwanted messages. Taking these steps will ensure that you get the best email account possible. Web-based email accounts are becoming more and more popular for international communication because many services are free. And they often offer features formerly only found in high-end applications. First of all, consider the reputation and longevity of the company. If the company has been around for years, then there is more of a chance the company will be around for years to come. You don't want to set up an email account with a service that might not be here tomorrow. Second, look for a company that offers a huge email storage limit. In the past, companies offered mailboxes of 2, 4, or 6 megabytes. Now, however, companies are stretching that limit to 250 megabytes or more. Such a mailbox is really needed for exchanging pictures, video, or voice attachments. Finally, check to see what features are available for filtering spam or junk mail. Spam is really becoming a serious problem that not only transmits viruses and inappropriate content, but also reduces productivity in a company considering the amount of time it takes to review and delete unwanted messages. Taking these steps will ensure that you get the best email account possible.
New words.
High-end.
Megabyte.
Attachment.
Filter.
Transmit.
Delete.
3. Listen to 2 short paragraphs about the mobile phone industry. Fill the figures in the chart or table.
1. The global mobile phone output in 2005 was 795 million units, 57% of which, about 455 million units, had the photographing function. It is predicted that 85% of the mobile phones will be camera phones by 2008, with an output of 860 million units. The market scale of camera phone module will accordingly rise from $2 billion in 2005 to $4.8 billion by 2008, showing very promising prospects. The global mobile phone output in 2005 was 795 million units, 57% of which, about 455 million units, had the photographing function. It is predicted that 85% of the mobile phones will be camera phones by 2008, with an output of 860 million units. The market scale of camera phone module will accordingly rise from $2 billion in 2005 to $4.8 billion by 2008, showing very promising prospects. 2. Its market share has risen from 4% in 2004 to 9% in 2005, with an output of 41 million sits. In spite of that, its profit decreased sharply, which has dropped from 4.9 million yuan in 2004 to 3.55 million yuan in 2005. Its market share has risen from 4% in 2004 to 9% in 2005, with an output of 41 million sits. In spite of that, its profit decreased sharply, which has dropped from 4.9 million yuan in 2004 to 3.55 million yuan in 2005.
New words.
Module.
Promising.
4. Read the passage. Fill in the blanks in not more than 4 words.
Hiring white hat or black hat hacker doesn't interest most businesses. One of the most interesting stories I heard at last week's DEF CON, billed as the largest underground hacking event in the world, was when the guy sitting next to me at poolside at the Riviera Hotel told me he broke into a corporate network to help out his best buddy. The guy's buddy, a cop, was broken-hearted. He suspected his wife had a lover and that the two were corresponding through her corporate email, which was password protected. So the guy, who works in IT, found an open wireless access point, penetrated his buddy's wife's company network, downloaded her email, and put it on a mainframe where after 3 days he cracked her password. Then he printed her email, which confirmed his buddy's suspicions. All other information, including her company's trade secrets, he left untouched. "It's the first time I've crossed that line," he told me. However, he felt the company's security was so bad, saying they almost deserved it. They had an IT staff. They should have been ashamed of it. Anonymity is the rule at DEF CON, so I don't know who he is or if the story he told me is true. But at both Black Hat and DEF CON, 2 hacker conferences held back-to-back in Vegas, the white hats, who hacked to find security flaws, and the black hats, who hacked to exploit them, were hard to tell apart. My poolside neighbor was a white hat until he needed to act like a black hat. Even the obvious white hats, researchers who work for legitimate security companies, expressed their admiration for good technology designed, even accidentally, for bad purposes. Although computer hackers are viewed by most people as security threats, businesses increasingly are hiring them to test their network defenses. 1 in 4 respondents of a study say that their employers would hire a hacker as a full-time employee. Half say there's a willingness to take on a hacker as a consultant, perhaps under the impression that such an arrangement would limit access to operations knowledge and possibly reduce their exposure. Yet the idea of hiring a hacker remains inconceivable for many business technology professionals, despite assurances from authorities such as Forrester Research. Its recent report claims that computer hackers are more interested in notoriety than monetary gain. Nevertheless, 74% of security professionals polled by Information Week Research say hiring hackers as full-time IT employees isn't an option, regardless of ability or company need. And 48% report that their companies wouldn't collaborate with a hacker, even as a consultant. Many companies in the United States are looking to boosting their security talent base in the next 12 months. 31% of survey participants report the lack of qualified IT security staff as a significant obstacle in protecting their operations against security breaches and espionage. But this might be remedied soon, as a third of respondents expect the hiring of IT security workers in the next 12 months, while 6% are looking at outsourcing various security functions. How willing is your company to hire a hacker to ensure that security measures are met?
New words.
Bill.
Cop.
Suspect.
Penetrate.
Mainframe.
Crack.
Suspicion.
Ashamed.
Anonymity.
Flaw.
Exploit.
Legitimate.
Respondent.
Consultant.
Inconceivable.
Notoriety.
Poll.
Collaborate.
Boost.
Breach.
Espionage.
Remedy.
Outsource.
Proper nouns.
White hat hacker.
Black hat hacker.
DEFCON.
Black hat.